I'm joined by Derek Klein, who is involved with the upcoming first WHL preseason game of 2022 on Tuesday, September 6th, and is being held in Debden between the Saskatoon Blades and the Prince Albert Raiders. Derek, first of all, explain to me what your role is in this whole situation.
Hey, good afternoon there, Les. Actually, it's being held at the Big River First Nation Reservation, which is about 20 minutes from Debden, Saskatchewan. It's being held at the new Jim Nielsen Sports Complex on September 6th at 1 o'clock. I'm actually the CEO of the nation, but we are just going to open up our brand new Jim Nielsen Sports Complex. As people are well aware, Jim is a 17-year NHL veteran, 14 years with the Rangers, 2 years with the Cleveland Barons, actually 1 year with the California Golden Seals, and then finished his career in Edmonton with Gretzky in 1979 at the WHA.
Yeah, I remember Jim Nielsen very well. He used to hang around our post-game show in Winnipeg. He was teammates with Ted Irvin, who was a part of our broadcast crew back in the day, back in the 1980s. So I'm well aware of Jim. I remember him playing when I was growing up. When you say sports complex, Derek, what exactly are you entailing there?
So we went into planning the Jim Nielsen Sports Complex about 5 years ago. We approached David's kids, and we wanted to pay homage to an NHL legend that is actually a Big River First Nation band member. He's a registered member of the reservation. So what we've done is we built a brand new school. It's a grade 6 to 12 school. Holds up to 500 children. Attached to the school is a 1,500 seat arena named after the Jim Nielsen. The sports complex is multi-use. There's a full gymnasium with a running track above it. There's a full fitness center attached onto the gymnasium, along with the 1,500-seat arena. It's somewhat similar to the Warman Sports Center and Legend Center in Warman. Also behind me, we're building a brand new artificial soccer lacrosse turf. It'll be the only third soccer turf in Saskatchewan. There's one in Regina, one in Saskatoon, and the third will be in Big River First Nation, along with a $1.5 million power arbor. So it's basically a $45 million complex with a partnership of the Big River First Nation, the provincial government, the federal government, the New York Rangers, and Smile Zone Foundation, headed by Adam Graves.
All right. So on September 6th, I guess that's going to be the official unveiling. The center's not in use yet, is it?
No, it isn't. It'll be September 6th will be the first unveiling. And of course, we're 1 o'clock, we're going to have the Prince Albert Raiders taking on your Saskatoon Blades there at the reservation.
What all is going to be involved on that day? What have you got in the plans so far? Because I'm sure there's a lot of moving parts as you are still a couple of months away.
Yeah, it's going to be actually a plan of a couple days. Actually, it's going to be the Prince Albert Raiders. They're going to host the game, exhibition game. They're breaking camp on Sunday the 4th. They're heading up to the reservation. They're going to do a cultural day on Monday. So they're going to come up. They're going to we're going to build a camp for them. They're going to do a cultural day on Monday. So different things, birch bark baskets, skinning moose, dried fish, all different cultural stuff for the kids and management that. And then they're going to be followed on with a skate with some of the New York Ranger alumni led by Adam Graves and the Prince Albert Raiders and the community. That night we're going to have a little barbecue. The next day we're having a VIP reception at the school, tours, things like that. We're having a tailgate party starting at 11 a.m. that's hosted by Lake Country Co-op and Prince Albert. The game is going to be free admission. We're giving away prizes. We're having a barbecue outside. And the people that can't get into the arena, we've got a 450-seat lecture theater that we're going to host the game. That people that can't get in can watch the lecture theater. We want to make sure that everybody's involved in this thing, not just people in the community, but everyone in the surrounding areas. Plus,
wow, Derek.
After the game, the boys are going to feed all both teams in the common area. Then it'll be a mixture of the Raiders, the Blades, the New York Rangers, the community, and that we're gonna meet at our big Powell Arbor behind and have a big celebration culture powwow and round dance for everybody to be involved in.
That's outstanding, Derek. It sounds like you got everything all put together and all. That's great. To say that this is a massive source of pride for the Big River First Nation is an understatement, obviously.
It is. And what's so massive about it is because of Jimmy and his relationship in New York, the Rangers have come on as a huge partner, Les. When I mean as a huge partner, myself, our Chief Rain, and David Nielsen, so former Raider himself, played some games in the American League, one exhibition game in Vancouver. He's part of it. We were in New York in February, and Adam Graves brought us out there. He's Adam's role in New York. He's in charge of hockey development. He's in charge of grassroots, and he does lots of the PR and stuff for the alumni and everything. So he's got a pretty good piece in New York. So what we've done with New York coming as a partner, Les, is there's going to be six dressing rooms in the arena. Two dressing rooms, you can just speak for our grassroots kids, our hockey program. Two of them are going to be exactly the same as the Merrill's Belcher Center. So exactly as the Huskies, we developed two exactly the same. And the last two is going to be cool. But it's a partnership between the band, the New York Rangers, and Smile Zone Foundation, which is out of Toronto. What they're going to do is they're going to have, one's going to be the Junior Ranger Boys Program, dressing room, Junior Ranger Girls Program. So the dress rooms are going to look like the same as the Madison Square Garden rooms, the Rangers. So it's going to be all designed by the Rangers. And it's going to look like MSG, like when you walk into New York's rink in New York, we have two dress rooms the same. The Rangers are coming out, that they've hired a firm out of Toronto that's doing all the bill work. And that will be a mural of Jimmy in each room. Each room will be decked out with Ranger flooring, Ranger roof, Ranger locker rooms, with a picture of Jimmy on every locker, and a picture of the band's logo. So it's something that the Rangers want to give back, and it's about $100,000 a project that's supported by them. The Rangers have also come on board here with what's called a Hockey in Harlem program right now, where Adam and some of the alumni do hockey programs in Harlem. What the Rangers have decided to do now is a cultural exchange. So what they're going to do is they're going to bring the kids from Harlem out to Big River and do a hockey camp every summer for a week. The following week, we're going to bring 20 kids back to Big River to MSG, and they're going to do a hockey camp there. So it's a cultural exchange. We're bringing the kids from Harlem to Big River. Kids in Big River go to New York City. 100% funded by the Rangers.
Outstanding. Derek, very impressive. How much did this center cost?
$45 million.
That's outstanding. And was split between who all? Who all pitched in?
The federal, Scott Moe and government, $7.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
The federal government are at $32 million, and the reservation at the rest.
Good stuff. Well, I'm glad the feds kicked in.
Yeah. They built the school.
Yeah.
$28 million. That they came on with some of the arena that was tough, and it's so good that the province kicked in, because it just shows that the province is also looking. They're opening the borders, not just to. They're opening the borders to everybody, and I got to give lots of props to Scott Moe. And I know the day of the opening, Premier Moe will be there, Chief Cameron, Executive Vice President of the New York Rangers, Master's to the owner, James Boland, will be there, Graves, and of course, the Nielsen family.
Yep, absolutely. Derek, how many people reside in the Big River First Nation, and how many kids do you have playing hockey?
We have 2,800 people reside on the First Nation. Right now, our grassroots program is we've got two IP teams, two novice teams, two Adam teams, and a couple PV teams. So what we're doing now with the program, with the Nielsen Complex, it's going to be open all year round. So hockey's going to be in. It's going to be a hockey program built into school. So when the schools open in September and finish in June, kids will be skating all year round.
Wonderful. Derek, anything I've missed that
you want to add? Just a couple other things. We want to thank the NHL Players Association. They've donated 60 sets of brand new hockey equipment to the community. Devin Smith, Matthew Schneider, I want to thank them a lot. We also want to thank Glenn Healy and Adam Graves, worked with the NHL Players Association alumni in regards to helping out with the Jim Nielsen bursary. what we're working right now is that for First Nation students residing in Big River, it's going to be a joint partnership from SIT, which is Saskatchewan Institute of Technology, and alumni. We're able to fund students to go to SIT through the bursary under Jim's name. Another thing the Rangers and the NHL alumni are involved in, it's just, and I really want to thank Smiles Home Foundation out of Toronto. That's run by Adam Graves and his wife, Violet Graves. They stepped up to the plate, even though they're based out of Toronto. Adam's based in the community twice. And we just had, of course, the New York Rangers, who were the only partner outside of 70 miles of Manhattan in the world. So, you know, so when you say Rangers, they have partners in 70 miles. Now they have a partner in bigger for, say, Saskatchewan. So I want to thank everybody of all them, too, because without them, this doesn't, and of course, the chief and council of the reservation, too, supporting this. I really want to thank Curtis Hunt, yep. Michael Sissons, Cliff Bates of the Raiders,
yep.
Colin Priestner, Mike Priestner, Steve Hildebrand of the Blades. Without these guys stepping the plate, we don't have this game. As soon as we mentioned to them, they're all over it. And for the Blades and the Raiders, it's been 100% behind us, and I really want to thank them too.
Good stuff.